It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, 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 happy Saturday, happy Sunday, whenever you happen to be listening to this. Some of you download these podcasts way after the fact. It could be like Merry Christmas, for all I know, by the time you got to this. That's the funny thing about podcasts. It's all a time capsule. But this is a Fox Across America Game Ball presentation that I believe will stand the test of time because this week's winner, this week's recipient, is someone who I consider to be one of the most well-informed, reasoned, and sensible guests I'll ever get my hands on. He has functioned at the highest levels of government under 2 American presidents. He happens to be a little bit of a controversial figure in Republican circles right now, but it was a high honor to have Bill Barr on the show this week, your former attorney general under George H.W. Bush and again under President Donald Trump, somebody who took a lot of positions this week that, to be honest with you, aligned sympathetically with Donald Trump. He talked about whether or not the DOJ should prosecute Trump and whether or not the FBI is as corrupt as the rest of us feel like they are. And along the way, he also made the case that it's possible that the FBI is bad, but Trump is breaking the law simultaneously. We don't yet know the answer because we don't have all the information from that affidavit. But what we do know is Bill Barr does not come on the radio to be a prop for one type of political ideology. Guy catches all kinds of hell from both sides. If you remember at the end of the Mueller probe, every Democrat in the country was like, oh, Barr's a criminal. He obstructed justice for Donald Trump. And that's what they tried to make the focus. Why? Because a 3-year Mueller probe ended with no Russian collusion. None at all. Not even a little. Not even kind of. They didn't find collusion on a boat, on a goat, on a train, on a plane. They didn't find it anywhere. Okay, so they moved on to slandering Bill Barr, and the left hated him for all of the time he spent in Washington under Donald Trump. Then the 2020 election came and went, and the right hated him because Trump blamed Barr and pretty much everybody else in America for his defeat. I don't yet know to this day that the 2020 election was completely on the level. Certainly seemed to be some chicanery, but I just don't want to go out there and blanket say it was stolen because that doesn't make me a Republican, a Fox News host, or your radio buddy. That makes me no better than the Democrats who claimed for 3 years that the 2016 election was stolen. Undermining faith in a democracy is something I take seriously. It's not something the Democrats take seriously. When they lose the midterms, they're going to say it was stolen. Okay, when they lose in 2024, they're going to say it was stolen. And they're not even going to remember or pay any mind to the fact that they just held this country hostage for the last year and a half screaming about Trump saying an election was stolen. It's a really dumb time to be alive is the point I'm trying to make, which is why I appreciate really smart guys like Bill Barr who tell it like it is in their eyes. Take it away, Bill and the bagpipes. Kind of an expert on prison because he's been married over 40 years. Your former attorney general, Bill Barr, back in studio, a free man at the moment. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Jimmy. Now thanks for having me.
That was not a cheap shot at the misses.
49 years.
Is it? 49. You're at 49 right now. Yeah. Me and Jenny are at 16, which is 13 years longer than either of us bet in Vegas. When we got married, we actually felt bad taking the gifts. We're like, I don't know that this is going to go long enough for 2 waffle makers. Like one, okay? I can't have 2 on my conscience.
Right.
But it's nice to see you. It's nice to be back in the presence of a rhino deep state sellout, as some are calling you on the internet right now. Yeah. Twitter's just a wonderful place. I always say it's like a fight club. Remember the movie Fight Club with Brad Pitt?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Twitter is a fight club for people who don't want to get hit.
Right.
You just get in a digital fight.
Right.
Any hour of the day, though, you log in, all right, I got a right hook for you right here.
Right.
And it's a little bit of what we were talking about off the air. And what I find so fascinating about where we're at with this Mar-a-Lago raid is everything now is distilled as a binary choice. Now, starting there at 20,000 feet, is it not possible that both parties have a legitimate gripe here? And that Trump is raided, it's unprecedented in the history of our country, but at the same time, there is a legitimate custody issue with classified information. Is it possible both parties are slightly aggrieved?
Yeah, that is frequently the case,
okay.
And it's possible. Now, on this one, you know, I still don't see that the government did anything wrong here, if you really understand the facts. But I agree with you exactly that, you know, people, it's very tribal, you know, and it's every binary. It's binary. It's like, are you for or against? and if there's any nuance, like, well, this is what's right about their position on this, but this is, oh, you're on the other side. You're you know.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
I want to see this guy.
Yeah. So it's very binary, and what I don't like is is what we've always objected to on the left is they don't care about truth. Mm-hmm. They take the facts, they squeeze it into their narrative, and the truth suffers, right?
Yes.
And now I see our side doing a lot of that, too. And the truth does matter.
In some capacity. It would be nice to get back to a world where I do feel this is my biggest frustration, is I feel like we're litigating feeling more than fact.
Right.
And I think that's the challenge right now, because obviously with somebody like President Trump, it evokes a lot of emotion.
Right.
But I think the challenge a lot of people are having, and maybe you can speak to this, is there have been instances in the Justice Department where people in the FBI, one way, for one reason or another, appeared to have admitted some level of bias when it came to things like Hunter Biden or the Mueller probe. So I think a lot of people have a problem buying their actions at face value. Now, is there any justification for that, would you say?
100%.
Okay.
You know, I think especially the stuff that happened under Comey and the Russiagate stuff has essentially destroyed the credibility of the FBI with a huge segment of American public. And so they're not given the benefit of the doubt. So I don't know. I understand the skepticism about them. But I also think that there are things that they have done and screwed up, and there's some actions that look partisan that they should be taken to task for. There are things that have to be fixed and overhauled in the FBI, no question about it. And you know, I know a lot about that. I understand there's multiple issues that have to be addressed. And guess what? They're not going to be addressed under this administration.
No.
Under this president and this attorney general. And if they drive out Chris Wray, I can guarantee you that the person who's going to replace him is not going to be better than Chris Wray. Okay? So all these people want to hang Chris Wray from the, you know. The high. And the other thing is, this thing was not an – my point is this particular operation should not be put on laid at the door of the FBI. This decision was made at the Justice Department.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
Totally made at the Justice Department. And I'm not saying it was a wrong decision. I'm just saying Chris Wray wasn't there pounding the table saying, you know, let's do a raid. You know, it was the lawyer – and it was carefully considered at the department. It was debated. But it was the DOJ legal team that made this decision. And then the FBI carried it out. So – you know, but again, they take the situation, and a lot of Republicans got way over their skis, you know, basically saying everyone has to be drawn and quartered at the FBI. You know, we're going to, you know, scorched earth, you know, and then, and using this as the example.
Yeah, there's not a lot of moderation in our politics these days. Yeah. But let me ask you this, as a former attorney general, okay, is there a world where the current attorney general does any of this without the White House being consulted on it?
Let me just say, it is possible, because I'll tell you what the debate
I mean, it's possible I date Cindy Crawford. I don't
know
that it's
going to happen. No, here's the – personally, I think they probably gave someone a heads up. I don't think he talked to the president and said, you know, is this okay? Okay. I don't think that happened. I think he could have given – someone at Justice may have given the White House counsel a heads up. But I know the debate that occurred, which is, look, we don't want this to look political. And so if we call the White House to tell them and give them a heads up, then we'll be asked if we talk to the White House. And the answer will be, it'll look
now,
political.
That chain,
but if we don't, these guys are going to be entirely blindsided. So, you know, I think they probably had that discussion. And my guess is someone got a heads up that this was going to happen. But I don't think they asked for permission.
Okay. Attorney General, former Attorney General Bill Barr is in studio. His book, One Damn Thing After Another. You leave the administration and you get another damn thing. And here we are.
Right.
It's One Damn Thing After. You can write a sequel now. After Another. After Another is the new print. Let me ask you this, because I also find this to be very interesting. Okay. We have now. We're getting a lot of Hillary Clinton's chiming in, and I know you're a huge fan of her. So I just want to as they go. I mean, he's wearing an I'm with her T-shirt right now. A lot of people don't see it, but I know you're a big fan.
Well,
of
on the
HS.
Back, it says lock her up.
It's like a mood ring. It depends on the mood. Right. Different mood, you change the ring. It doesn't matter. But there's been a lot of comparisons drawn between her handling of classified information and the president's. Now, I think something I heard you say on our air earlier is it wouldn't matter whether Trump had classified information that was declassified or not. The point is you're still not allowed to have it. Can we just start there? That's a basic principle, right?
Right. Documents were, you know, that were prepared as part of government, the government process, and are part of the government's record, you know, are doing business as a government official mm-hmm. are government records. You are not allowed to take original.
So even if they're declassified, you can't, like, you don't take them home like it's a
right.
okay, now, centerpiece at a wedding.
And it might be possible to say, I want a copy of this document, I want a copy of that document, okay. as long as they're not classified.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So,
okay. So let me ask you this, because one of the pushbacks is obviously, well, you know, her emails. And, you know, she is now out saying that she had no classified information. Can you speak to that? What did the instant replay tell us when it came to her handling of classified information?
So I can't get, you know, into details. But
it's
I
just
want
us.
People
we'll
to
turn
understand.
Off the mics. Yeah, hold
okay,
on. Turn
okay.
off.
Yeah, right. yeah. But I want people to understand that she left the State Department 6 years before I became Attorney General.
Okay.
And the statute of limitations is 5 years.
Okay.
So the work on her stuff was done under the Obama administration, and it was the Obama Justice Department that initially came to the conclusion no laws were broken, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump was elected, then there were 2 years of sessions, and you know they were sort of looking over what was done to see, mm-hmm. you know, is this really true? And then I came in, and we did a little of that. I did that. I brought in some fresh eyes
okay.
and professionals look over stuff. I think to tell you the truth, I think the level of the documents in the Hillary situation, the ones we had,
mm-hmm.
Were not as raw.
Okay.
As being portrayed in news reports about what – we still don't know exactly what
yeah.
Trump had.
Well, I think that's my frustration is the portrayal of anything is being distilled by someone with a motivation.
Right.
And that's my frustration right now with the leaks. Like if
sure.
you think of something like the Durham probe, we don't get leaks out of the Durham
right.
probe.
Zero.
But this thing is left and right. Okay.
Right.
And oftentimes a leak is coming by someone who's looking to sway public opinion.
Yeah, they have an agenda.
Yeah. So how is it, does that make it hard for you to buy into what we've heard so far in terms of nuclear secrets, our country, other countries? Because there's been a shift. Last week he was selling our nuclear codes like it was a Netflix password after a breakup.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah.
You
read into that.
Well, I you know, my and this is all speculation
yeah.
on my part. But first, I've said from the very beginning, people should stop speculating what
mm-hmm.
it is and wait to see what the evidence is on two things. How sensitive are the documents, and is there any inside evidence of obstruction that ties the president into deceit,
mm-hmm.
deceitful acts?
Okay.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Those are the 64,000. And everyone's out there spinning out all these.
I just want to jump in. Okay.
What?
That's your crime right now, though. In the court of public opinion, your crime is that you've said we don't know.
Okay.
And they're like, get this guy out of here. Like
right.
this rhino dirtbag, deep state sellout. And all you're calling to is for reason and restraint.
Right.
But it's amazing because we're past that. Like nuance is gone. Moderation is gone.
Right.
Critical thinking is gone.
Right.
It's all in.
Right.
It's crazy, though.
What color jersey is the guy wearing? If is that color, I'm for him. He can go out and commit mass murder, okay?
This is the whole point of my show. Talking to former Attorney General Bill Barr. As I say every day, if we could get America to a place where people put country over party, which is an old-fashioned thing we used to do, you get through something like this. And you
mm-hmm.
might come out of it for the better in that, yes, if somebody needed to be held accountable to the letter of the law, fine, as uncomfortable as that would be. But at the same time, we might also have interest in holding the FBI accountable. Because, again, on the left, they don't care if the FBI is violating any norm or precedent to get the guy because they just want the guy.
Right.
You know, and we're seeing that in journalism, too.
Right.
But I think the end game of that is, you know, as we were talking about the truth being a consequence of this, I think America is suffering. I think collectively, like the
very
team,
much so. Yeah.
You would say, right?
Absolutely.
So let me throw this one at you then, because we're having this conversation about all things America. You know, the big conversation right now about indicting Trump, obviously, is that it would be very reckless if he did have this level of document that we're speculating about. We don't know it to be true. But I wanted to ask you, is there a world where it's almost more reckless to indict him, given the impact it would have on the country?
Yeah, so what I've been saying all along is there are two different questions.
Mm-hmm.
One is, does the government have enough evidence that they can indict
mm-hmm.
Joe Sixpack if
yeah.
Joe Sixpack did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And meet the standards of the federal prosecution standards and say, we have enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt he violated the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's one question.
Yeah.
The next question is, assuming you have that evidence, mm-hmm. is it, as an exercise of discretion, wise to pursue a particular indictment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be where they decide not to proceed because you And mm-hmm. someone said this to me today. Well, doesn't that mean that someone above the law? And I said, no, it's not that they're above the law.
Yeah.
Okay, it is that we take action in the interests of the country, and in some cases, going after a particular individual is not in the country's interest. Not because he's mm-hmm. more important and he's above the law. It's just that in some cases, the collateral effect of prosecution could hurt the public more than, public interest is vindicated by the prosecution.
Now, no, it's a great point because it brings me back to Hillary Clinton. I think maybe that was the internal calculation beyond the party. They'd like to just say they were in the tank for her. But I mean, in some world, if you are legitimately prosecuting a major party candidate weeks before an election, I can't imagine it's a peaceful, tranquil month of November here in America in 2016. No.
Right.
So that's the delicate balance we're talking about.
Right. But even after that. Okay.
Yeah.
So even after the election, mm-hmm. In one of my initial meetings with Trump, mm-hmm. he said to me, I know they were saying lock her up and stuff at the rallies, but he said, I actually don't think she should be prosecuted.
Trump said that?
Yes.
I could see that, yeah.
And he said, I think we would look like a banana republic. The losing candidate is put in prison. So even if there's a violation there, I don't think it's smart necessarily. Now, he may have changed his mind the more people were piling on him about things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, that's a legitimate position. And the other thing you have to remember is, once the Republicans came in, that would have meant reversing an earlier decision on a prosecution. That also makes people feel that justice is just a political game. It depends who. Yeah.
So. Well, and I think that's the frustration right now, is I think if you're on the right, this looks wildly politically motivated. Mm-hmm. I think if you're on the left, you don't care. Because we've just got we've got a guy we want to get somewhere, in the middle lies the truth. So, I find ourselves to be in quite the predicament. Last Bill Barr criticism I get a lot on Twitter. You can speak to this. Everybody tells me, they don't tell me, I just read it in the threads, the Hunter Biden laptop in the run-up to the election. Could you have done more with the laptop? Did you have it? I don't even know what this amounts to. I just know when they're not calling you a rhino, they're like, Barr should have did something with the laptop.
Well, number one, the laptop was where it should have been, which was in which is the people investigating.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
What happened before the election is a letter came out with these intelligence experts saying it was Russian disinformation,
mm-hmm.
I talked to people about that. The DNI went out and said, no, it wasn't
disinformation. It was legit,
and the FBI said they agreed with the DNI. There was no indication that this was disinformation. And we got that right out. Mm-hmm. That's all we could really do is try to correct that disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that the Department of Justice can take a lap, evidence mm-hmm. that's being investigated where no decision has been made yet and put it out in the public domain.
That's not how evidence works.
Yeah, and that's that would make the Justice Department be able to affect elections just not by prosecuting people, just by putting stuff out there.
Here
it is. Now that happens. There are mm-hmm. leaks from the department, as mm-hmm. I said. Mm-hmm. By the way, there is a deep state. I think there is a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
There are partisan players in the department.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are very conscious. Some are sort of unconscious that they allow their partisanship to affect their decision.
What they do.
Yeah, but they're there. Mm-hmm. And as I've said, there were leaks when I was there, and they were all anti-Republican, pro-Democrat mm-hmm. leaks. And the cases that would have been embarrassing to Democrats were never leaked.
Yep.
So it's a double standard. It is definitely a thing. And you say who's going to go and investigate this case, and it's a case involving Democrats, and mm-hmm. Very few hands are raised. Okay. You say there's a Republican over here we want to look at, and 3/4 of the department raises their hand.
It's a line a mile long.
Yeah.
All right, last question. We're under a minute. 50 years. You're going to be married 50 years.
Hopefully I'll survive.
Yeah, not after this interview. She might be upset. She might be a deep stater. She didn't tell you. You don't know. You might be in big trouble. No, how rowdy do the bars get for 50 years? Do you go away? Do you low-key? What's a guy like Bill Barr do?
We do a little travel. We're picking that up after the COVID
thing. Nice.
We do go away, you know. I like shooting.
You know,
and
well, you're in a good neighborhood right now if you like shooting. I mean, most of it's self-defense, but the point is you'll get your reps in.
Yeah, I play the bagpipes.
Of course.
The bagpipes, and I like hanging out with my grandchildren and so
all
forth.
Right. Well, you know, on a radio budget, I'm taking my wife for a trip around the world. We're going to Epcot. Jenny, pack your bags. You don't need a passport.
But just don't take her near the little pond with the alligators.
We're trying to play some defense. The great Bill Barr, I appreciate your time today, my
Thanks,
man.
Jimmy. We'll great to see you.
There it is. A historic week of Fox Across America coming to an end. We lost the Queen of England this week. Certainly our thoughts are with her and her family and everybody who's into that sort of thing over there and the monarchy. And our thoughts go to you for the best weekend allowable by law. It's NFL weekend, college football this weekend. These are dangerous times for your radio buddy. Between the food and the bookie, Lord knows how this is going to go. But with any luck, I'll be back here on Monday to do it all again.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.